Rock Hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And Tausch mentioned, did you call Schneider a genius there? Is that what you called him?
Oh, for trading Russ.
Yeah.
And getting out of that contract and getting all them picks.
So is he more of a genius?
Yeah, it's a genius move.
Is he more of a genius than Goody, who on this date in 2023 traded Aaron Rodgers to the Jets? The Gutenator,
Schneider was definitely more of a genius because he got a haul, whereas Goody ended up getting 2 seconds, correct? Is that what ended up being?
Two and seconds? The pick swap, which I know you liked very much, the pick swap.
I forgot about the pick swap that probably set back the New York Jets not being able to get their tackle. And
correct.
Belichick the other day actually said, you know what? Well, yeah, we traded. We kind of had an idea what the Jets wanted. We knew what Pittsburgh wanted. And, yeah, we knew who we wanted. We got who we wanted. And if it can stick it to the New York Jets, we're not mad about it. So he obviously wanted to stick it to the New York Jets.
So do you think Goody – I know Goody's not thinking – it was funny because I had a few people ask me with some of the things he said on Monday if he was referring to Aaron Rodgers. I really don't believe they think about Aaron Rodgers anymore. I don't. Not in the building.
I agree.
But if he had a Coors Light in his beer fridge and you and I swung over to his palatial estate and we were just sitting and drinking beers, or I was drinking root beer in his garage, do you think he would say, you know what? I know it's the 1 year anniversary of me trading Aaron Rodgers, but damn, I wish it was the 2 year anniversary of me trading Aaron Rodgers. Because then I would have dealt him before the 2022 season and gotten a bigger haul, trading the back-to-back four-time NFL MVP, and we ended up going 8-9 anyway when we kept him. What do you think?
Yeah, that is a great question that I think should be pullable. Because we all know now, and hindsight is always a great predictor of what things are going to do. And last year, I think at this time, we all knew that eventually he was going to get traded to the Jets when he came out on McAfee. But before that, there was still it's really difficult because we didn't know if Jordan Love was ready.
Correct.
That was a component to it.
Mm-hmm.
But after Green Bay lost to Detroit and Rodgers walked off with Cobb and everything else, the question that everybody on our post-game show and everybody else, well, what's the difference? Why would you bring him back? You didn't make the playoffs with him. And, you know, discounting the fact that he busted his thumb in London and everything else, people don't care. Show me that baby. Show me them results is what Packer fans were saying. And I get it. So if Goody had to look back, there still are variables. It's easy to say Denver hired Hackett. Denver would have given up more than what they did for Russell Wilson.
I
firmly believe they would have.
Mm-hmm.
They would have gotten, and let's go back and look at the haul that the Denver Broncos gave. They gave up Fant, the tight end. They gave up another player, I believe, and I think 2 firsts or a first and a second. I don't necessarily – Jason will, I'm sure,
find
that.
I got it, yep. The Broncos gave up 5 draft picks, including 2 first-rounders, plus 3 players, including Fant. They got Wilson – and they got a 4th-round pick back. I don't know what came of that 4th-round pick, but 5 draft picks, 3 players for Russell Wilson.
So 8 players in total, is that accurate?
Yeah, and they got Wilson and a pick back, so I guess it's a 6-person swing.
So a net of 6. I would think that had, as desperate as Denver was, and we knew that they wanted Rodgers, I don't think it's a stretch to say we'd have gotten 3 firsts and probably Fant and maybe someone else. And if Goody knew now what he didn't know then, he makes the move. He makes the move, no question about it.
The picks were 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and a 5th. The players were Drew Lock, Noah Fant, and defensive tackle Shelby Harris. So if you say like the 5th-rounder and the 4th-rounder kind of cancel themselves out, 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and 3 players. And I don't care what you think of Drew Lock, Goody liked him enough that he thought about him at 12 in the 2019 draft, though. Suddenly now you got Drew Lock, and you got Jordan Love, and they compete to be the starter. And you got four picks, two first, two seconds. Or you get even more because Aaron Rodgers is at the top of his game, having won back-to-back MVPs and wanting to play for Nathaniel Hackett. Hindsight is 20/20. So, I get
it's
it.
It's super easy to look at it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But had the Packers done what they did the 2 years before, which, by the way, that same quarterback was the MVP
right.
for both years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The amount of stones it would have taken for the Gutenator to make this move.
More than the Favre trade?
Oh, God, yes.
I agree.
Not even close. I don't think it's close.
How harshly criticized, though, would he have been, given that their 2021 season ended with them being a number one seed, having a bye, and then getting beat at home against San Francisco, in which they scored one offensive touchdown? I got to be honest. And Rodgers hadn't really gone too far over the edge with some of his conspiracy theorism and everything else. I'd be curious. I wish we could go back in time and have him make the trade, because I don't think Packers fans would have murdered him for the trade. I think they would have said, we got a lot for Rodgers. I want to see what Love can do. Maybe I'm wrong. But trading a back-to-back MVP would have taken stones, there's no doubt. And he would have gotten criticism. But I would be curious to know if it would be as harsh as you would think it would be, given the circumstances.
So the interesting part of that is, last year when this trade, at the anniversary of this trade, and I know people are like, why are you talking about Rodgers? It's the anniversary of the trade. That's why we're talking. But the amount of pushback and vitriol that Goody got for making that trade, and when Mark Murphy broke the news on WIA telecast with old boy from Chippewa Falls or La Crosse.
We got to get the Chippewa Falls.
Was nothing.
Right.
Was
right.
nothing.
It was very minuscule.
And the amount of vitriol Ted took for trading Brett was high. Jesse Nelson didn't even give up on it. He said, to hell with the Packers. I'm going with Favre.
Right.
There was nobody that said, to hell with the Packers. I'm going with Aaron Rodgers. So he would have taken some grief, but I would argue, again, we won't be able to tell, but I would argue if he made that move after the San Fran game and when, by the way, Aaron Rodgers talked about that could have been his last game and we all poo-pooed, and I think you came on and said, hold up, there's some smoke here.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have taken some, but not nearly as much as Ted took for trading Brett for a third-round pick in August than what Brian Gutekunst would have taken. And there is no doubt now, looking back, and I remember when Danny from Bristol called, and he'd been telling me for years that this was the move to make. And I now have to tell him, you were right. And it ain't easy to do because Danny and Bristol can be a real pain in the you-know-what.
But I've heard that.
I think any Packer fan that looks back at it now would say, yes, he should have made that move, and they'd be right.
And just for I assume that you got a couple of social media posts or a text message about why are we talking about Rodgers. Look, this is interesting in that it's not about Rodgers. It's about where would the team be, especially when you look at how badly things turned out for the Broncos. Like what the Broncos had happen, and I'm not being mean-spirited toward our friends with the Bucks, but like the Bucks went out and got Dame Lillard. The whole idea was that was going to be helping them win a championship. If they get knocked out in the first round, it's kind of the same concept. Like you made a big move, and it didn't work. And so if it did not work for the Broncos, would Rodgers have worked out better? Yes. I don't think there's any question. But, again, it would have taken so much to – I mean, remember, this team now has parted ways in successive off seasons with Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers, and David Bakhtiari. And I would argue of the three – the one that you probably were criticizing the most in real time when it happened was Devontae.
Devontae. And really the only one you could say, did we do the right thing? And by the way, we did, was Devontae. And that one is still a W for Gutenader.
Because of what he's done with the picks he's had and the guys he's brought in. Yes.
Yeah, I think most Packer fans don't want to think about this because they could have had that. And would let that season that was 8-9 been that much worse with Jordan Love learning the ropes and then he's another year ahead of schedule? The answer is probably no. I think they probably end up about the same, if not even better. And that's crazy to say now because I know I was not in that camp 2 years ago. I can assure you of that.
Right. Full disclosure, yep. It is funny that we've gone from calling him Gutenkraus when Rodgers was ripping him all the time to the Gutenader. It's been a shift, that's for sure, for Brian Gutekunst and his green and gold
cape. I mean, they legitimately, Green Bay could have had the pick, Denver's first-round pick yet this year. They would have gotten three firsts, more than likely. One of them would have been
David
the last
Putney.
One would have been this year. It would have been it would have been a draft day type
Correct.
Deal. That's how desperate
right.
Denver was
yes.
that they gave that much up for Russ, who, no offense to Russ, he ain't in Rodgers' league when it comes to quarterback play.
Bo Callahan.
Nobody came to his birthday party. All right. That was a fun trip down memory lane. I do think it's instructive, and I do think it's interesting. It's a what-if that, again, you and I both were not in favor of trading him at that time.
It was the lost year, and I don't think any of us fully understood the amount of vitriol that after Rodgers signed the deal I thought had gone. I think that amount of angst that was still amongst everybody up there, I don't think we fully took that into play. And that was a big part, and then Rodgers not showing up, and all the stuff that we went into nauseam details about. That was never as highlighted as it maybe should have been to lead us to that 8-9 loss season, and then the loss of the Denver Hall that could have been.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think about now.
All right, we'll talk more about the current day and how the draft will unfold. The first round tomorrow, second and third rounds on Friday.
Hey, Jason,
rounds
if
four
the Jets,
seven on
I don't think any of us think this is going to happen. But if the Jets win a championship in the next 2 years, do you still look at this as a home run for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah,
even
but
if A-Rod leads the Jets to a championship.
Yes, but it's also a home run for the Packers if they're a Super Bowl contender that whole time, right? Like, maybe it takes a little bit of shine off of it.
What if they go the whole time and don't win, and Aaron Rodgers somehow pulls his team in the next 2 to 3 years to a championship, and Jordan Love does not? Can we look back at this and say, on April 24th at 10:24, Tausch and Wilde were being idiots and saying it was a knockout home run for the Gutenader?
Maybe, but I'm not an analytics guy. The odds of a guy who's already celebrated his 40th birthday...
You're a big J guy. Big J guy.
A big journalism, big prediction guy. The odds of Aaron Rodgers after a major injury at age 40 with a dysfunctional organization winning a Super Bowl for the Jets in the next 2 to 3 years are much smaller, I would think. Again, I'm not a mathematician. But if you were asking someone who has the better mathematical chance of winning a Super Bowl in the next 3 years, Green Bay Packers, the New York Jets... Is any mathematician saying that the Jets have better odds? It would be a hell of a story. There's no doubt about that. All right. I do want to get back to NBA talk because we've got an NBA analyst here. So maybe I'll start by telling you this. I saw Brandon Jennings was at last night's game. Didn't help much, but I saw he was hanging out before the game. He did an interview with our team over at WTMJ 620. And if you want to hear more about his history with the Bucks, well, then you got to tune in to Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep in this episode into Bucks and Six, a culture unknowingly created by the aforementioned former Bucs star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the Brandon Jennings story, the origin of Bucs and Six, how it became the rallying cry, and what it truly means to Jennings and the Bucs fans alike. Find Behind the Bucs on Bucs.com/plus, the Bucs app, and whatever wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucs, presented by Gallagher. We'll get back to the NFL draft next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Ready to roll!
NFL draft a little bit later in the program. Want to remind you, though, that coming up, scheduled to appear at 11:15, Badgers men's basketball coach Greg Gard, who I'm really, look, I admit my biases, right? That's one of the things we do on this show. I'm a big Gardo guy, but I'm pissed about where college basketball is. I'm guessing he is too, and his frustrations,
I don't think he's probably that pleased either,
are probably more significant and more meaningful than mine. But I want to ask him the question that Tausch always asks when I complain about anything. Well, what's your solution?
What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? All right, fine. You got a problem, but don't come to me with your problems. Come to me with your solutions. I'm curious if he has some.
You got a problem. How you gonna solve it? I don't know if that's an old rap lyric or not, but it should have been if it's not.
I believe that. I do believe that's Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. He was a rapper.
He was. Not probably in the pantheon of great rappers, but he did have Ice Ice Baby, very, very successful song. If you got a problem, yo, Tausch will solve it. Here comes the hook while Wilde revolves it. So that's one of the things I want to get to with him. We are willing to take your text messages if you have some questions for Gardo. 844-770-3776 is the talk and text line. 844-770-3776. I will add this, though, Tausch, before you speak.
Yeah.
Gardo gives very detailed, lengthy answers. So I do think we have to be smart about which questions we'll get to, because I don't think he's got all day with us. So we'll
I think
judicious.
He does not. I do wonder, because Badger fans are very frustrated. And I think
rightfully
the storyline is lost eight guys from the transfer portal. Obviously, Chucky was the one that I think gutted a lot of us. Store, I'm fine with. Store, God bless him. He's going for that cash. That's what he's doing. And you know what? Kudos to him. He's doing it. He's making it. But I do wonder, what do you think the main thing? Jesse, we're all Badger fans here. Jason's actually even a Badger fan. What do you think is the biggest question that Badger fans have? I'm really curious. That's why I hope fans will text in and give us something. And I'm not interested in all the snark and the, if you want to do that, great. I'm not going to tell you you can't. We're not going to ask that. But I do want to get a good gauge as far as what are the biggest things Badger fans are most frustrated or curious about that Greg could answer today.
I mean, the question I have is just what's everybody doing now? Like, so now all these players are gone and we haven't seen any real massive news of anybody, you know, coming in outside of some of the recruits that
Fiddler
have already
been
built in.
Fiddler on the Roof, who I thought was coming with Chucky to play, he's going up with Izzo.
Fiddler on the East Lansing train, yeah. So it,
not bad.
Thank you. So it's just what like
good.
I don't know what's going
they didn't say
on.
It was great. They said not bad.
I think for fans you could always tell, like, okay, here's the recruiting trail, here's been the strategy, here's been the approach, and I feel like that's totally different now And they're probably trying to figure out, just like the rest of us are, but what's everybody doing now on the recruiting front? Like, what's it like, and what's the conversation in the approach to bringing in recruits, and what's the focus of transfer portal from mid-majors versus trying to grow, you know, four-year players in the program? Like, I'm just so curious if that approach has changed from what the message has been the last several years.
Yeah, I would like to know, and again, I understand that, like, there is a lot of stuff going on, malfeasance, some might think. But it says it right there in the theoretical bylaws of NIL. It's not supposed to be an enticement to come to a different school. Does any of us think it's not an enticement? Like, there are people being recruited while they're still on another team's roster and being offered windfalls financially. And so do the Badgers have to say, this is one of the things. I know that Greg Gard is a man of high character, right? We feel very confident in saying that.
For sure.
Does he have to start doing some things that maybe he doesn't think are right just to be able to keep up with the Joneses? Like, do you have to actually consider that? Because the idea of a player being offered $1 million, well, there's supposed to be rules. There's supposed to be a morality of that they're not supposed to be enticements to get you to switch schools. But that's crap. We all know it's crap. That's exactly what's happening here. I mean, I had somebody tell me that Chucky got an offer he couldn't refuse. That's what they said.
Godfather style. Godfather style.
So if that's the case, why are they getting an offer to begin with? You're supposed to be able to get your NIL once you get to a school that you've chosen. It's all bunk. Doesn't mean a thing.
Get over it. It's not the world we live in.
Right. So then what are you going to do about it?
It doesn't even make sense that it's called NIL money, because, like, what we're talking about isn't even, it's not name, image, and likeness use. It's just,
I was just going to say, God, it's irritating that I was going to say, Randy Moss, we need to change NIL to SCM. Oh, my God, is that annoying. But that's what it is. It should be the new Randy Moss initiative. You want to call it RMI if you want to be a little more whatever?
Or SCH.
You can go SCH. Hey, what's up, SCH?
I mean, they're giving Reggie Bush his Heisman back because all the stuff that he did that was against the rules at the time. Are now, that looks like child's play at this point, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it is child's play. Should have been a good precursor that this was going to come, and the day of reckoning has become, it's been here for a couple years, and it's starting to ramp up as this thing continues to unfold.
Yeah, and it certainly has hit the Badgers hard. All right, again, via the text portion of the talk and text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. You can suggest your questions for us for Gardo. He is scheduled to appear at 11:15. Tausch, I don't have a good segue to this that doesn't offend other people that might be joining the show, so seems like a good time to talk about Fortrea.
Oh, indeed it does. And if you're looking for a little extra spending cash, you want to get to Brazil for the big Packer game, or if you're looking for, whatever, you're trying to get a new bath and shower, you're looking to get some cash to help yourself out, Fortrea has you covered. A couple of different studies going on right now. Healthy men and women of non-childbearing potential, age 18 to 60, BMI of 18.5 to 30. Study involves one stay, 11 nights, couple follow-ups, and you can be compensated $5,302 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, grab yourself another $300 per qualified referral. Go to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Again, if you have questions for Greg Gard, you can text them in. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Along those lines, Taush, you just sent me a tweet from the Badger Maniac.
Yeah.
Who is if they had a Badgers like Internet Hall of Fame, like he started like a Badgers chat board way back in the day when that was chat boards were big. And he took his game to Twitter, and he's okay on the plugged in side of this, right? Not as plugged in as you or many others, but he knows what he's talking about. Heard from a couple of people that UW is having trouble in the NIL world because they are following the, quote, rules, treating NIL as NIL. Other programs had said, F it. It's just a free bag of cash. That's what I just said, right?
SCM. SCM. SCH.
Straight cash, homie. SCH. Yeah. What are they supposed to do? Like, if this is accurate, I saw Jeff Patricus from the Journal Sentinel said that he's talked about this with Chris McIntosh on the record twice in the past. So what are you going to do about it? Again, back to the what are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to do something that you see as against the rules? Because the rules aren't being enforced anyway.
There are no rules. There's no rules. Everybody knows there's no rules. NCAA is limp. They got nothing. They're not enforcing it. It's not there. So you have to play the game, and I think it's an unfortunate deal because I think none of us have any problem with paying guys that are performing at a high level. Then it's what the value is and what other teams have. And, you know, unfettered free agency and nonstop transferring, the question I have is, and I talked to a few people over the course of this week about this, it's at some point, when are fans going to just say, I don't care anymore? Like, when are fans going to say, we all love the University of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. If we're an alumni and we've had good experience, we're going to love it. And we will appreciate our teams, basketball, football, volleyball, whatever it might be. But if there is no, if it's just a bunch of mercenaries just going out and playing, is that going to be something we get on board with? Yeah, if we're really good, I'm sure people will.
Right.
But there will be an apathy. There will be an apathy if we stink and we're not very good. That's not going to be a sustainable model. And I know everybody knows that. And at some point, the entire governing body, when this thing breaks up and they reset, they will know that. And there will be rules in place, very NFL style, to get this thing back on track. Because otherwise, this train's crashing. This is the Wile E. Coyote, Bugs Bunny, whatever it is, where the old boy's running the train and he thinks he's got a big old tunnel because it's painted. There ain't no light at the end of this tunnel. That tunnel's got to get whittled down and reset. Otherwise, it's going to be a complete smash and that train's stopping right there and it's going to be ugly, and somebody's going to be there to try to pick up the pieces of said train that hit this concrete wall that looked like it was a tunnel.
On the analogy scale, that's a pretty good one. I always love a good Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner reference. I always wondered why was it an actual tunnel when the Roadrunner ran in, but then when Wile E. Coyote did, then it was just a painted lookalike tunnel. I never understood that. All right.
Didn't make
well,
a lot
yesterday's
of sense.
Pancakes ain't going to keep you full today.
I am curious as to why Marcus Johnson's analogy required analysis based in reality, but the painted on tunnel gets a free pass. You're letting that one go.
I'm painting a picture. We're in audio.
That's what Marcus was doing too.
Marcus on TV.
Well, no, he's not. His voice is on TV.
We're on TV. This is new TV.
Right. I literally just said that, Jesse.
But you're painting a picture
on the radio.
And you know it's different. You guys know it's different. You do.
Of course it is, because it's your analogy as opposed to someone else's.
No, you know it's different.
All right, we need to play trivia. Jesse, today's Wednesday, even though it doesn't feel like it because we don't have Homer today. We don't have Bulaga today. We had Domofsky. We've got Gardo coming up. So is it still Wisconsin Geography Wednesday?
It sure is.
Did you merge Wisconsin Geography Wednesday with cities, towns, no, etc. that have a pirate bent to them?
We did do that once, and it was amazing. I don't think I could go back to the well again of the Bayport Pirates and Pirates Cove Adventure Golf.
That was good.
We'll do it at some point. We'll do it at some point, but no, Pirate Geography Wednesday is not in play. Just a straightforward Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
All right, well, we will play that next. We need caller 10, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 10 for trivia. I was watching the Bucks game last night. There was a questionable foul called on Dame Lillard, and he was arguing with the official right in front of David Gruber and his wife Nancy, right in their courtside seats. And David was making a kind of a scrunched-up nose look as he was looking at the replay, because it looked to me like it shouldn't have been a foul, and I think that's how David felt as well. I sent him a text. I said, is this the face you make in court when you're cross-examining a witness and they're clearly lying? Well, I don't know what his approach is in court. I just know that he's successful there. He and his entire team of lawyers. And if you've been seriously injured, there's only one call to make. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Go to their website, gruber-law.com, to find out more about the firm, about everything David and his firm do in the community, and about all the great lawyers that are there to win your case. Gruber Law Offices, gruber-law.com. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. He's got a wedding to plan. It is Jeff in Monroe. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Been a while. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, where have you been? Busy? Getting ready for the wedding?
Yeah, my actual work busy season just got over, so...
Yeah, I'll give you one guess what Jeff does if his busy season just got over in April.
I think he's a CPA.
Ding, 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 ding.
He plays right, for Jeff. The Detroit Pistons.
That's not a bad line. Funny. That's better than I thought it was going to be. Jeff. Good work. I don't want to put any added pressure on Jeff, but you know what we got going on here? You know what's going on. Let's see if we can keep it going.
I'm not gonna say it.
Oh, that's a nice change of pace from you.
It's a perfect week going right now.
I think we all got the implication, Jesse. Thanks for putting the whammy on him. All right, Jeff, here we go. Question one. Were you listening to yesterday's show? Let's find out. In which Wisconsin town was Philadelphia 76ers GM Daryl Morey born? Was it Baraboo, DeForest, or Wisconsin on Demandsville, where fans can go when they don't listen every day?
Hey, Baraboo.
His busy season is over, so he was listening. All right, that's one for one. Here we go. Question two, Jeff. Latitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest north? Is it Oregon, Oshkosh, or Osseo?
Oh.
Oh, easy one for old T. I knew this one, too. See if Jeff does.
See Osseo?
Oh. Yes, sir.
Up there near Fairchild. Osseo Fairchild, indeed.
Part of one of the big precincts in the Wilde and Tausch crew. It's Pie Corridor. That's part of the Pie Corridor.
All right, wait a minute. Where's the
Rice Lake, Osseo. It's kind of where Norske's Nook started. So that's what we call in Wisconsin the Pie Corridor.
And then what's the Potato Corridor?
Potato Corridor is Stevens Point up to like Anago. There, that's your Potato Corridor.
Potato Corridor is south of the Pie Corridor.
And in Marathon County, which I haven't looked yet, Marathon County is the Ginseng Corridor. It's where most of the ginseng is.
Yep. Remember when he totally doing that? All right, Jeff, question three.
For the record, I was going to put Oconto as one of the choices there, and then I swapped it out because I just looked at the map and couldn't tell which one was further north real quick, and I said, I don't want to deal with any of that today.
It's probably a good decision.
So I swapped it out, made it easy for Jeff.
Somebody in our family is going to be in Oregon this weekend for a soccer game. All right, question three.
Paula?
Yes, and one of
hamsters?
Our soccer players. No,
hey,
no.
Hey, Jeff, is it crazy that Wildy's got four hamsters in his house?
That's crazy.
Okay, thank you.
You'll get no argument here. That was not under my purview.
Are they all in separate cages?
They all have their own cage, yes. And they're all in what used to be our arts and crafts room. Now it's Hamsterville. I'll send pictures later. All right, Jeff, more important than our hamster living arrangements. Question three. Which of these Wisconsin cities hosted the PGA Tour Champions U.S. Senior Open in 2023? The U.S. Senior Open was played in which of these Wisconsin cities last year? Kohler, Madison, or Stevens Point?
Is that in the Pie Corridor? Because I want to go there, but I'm going to say Stevens Point.
Yes! Let's go!
We got nine in a row here, people. Two more days. Jeff, you got all three right. Well done. Great to have you back now that you've done your filings. I'm curious. Don't you have some people that like filed for extensions? Are you still got a little bit of work left on your plate, or you're just all Wilde and Tausch all the time now?
I still have work, but it's not as intense. So
Are we too distracting for you to be able to focus on people's returns with the April 15th deadline? Do you need to turn us off? Distracting?
Great question.
The last few weeks of it, yeah. Tausch brings up a lot of stuff that I have to think about, and, I got to get my nose to the grindstone there.
Okay, well, we thank you for your service.
Jeff, if you're going to the Pie Corridor, what's your number one draft pick pie?
Blueberry.
I feel like you might say lemon meringue.
My mom used to make a great custard, but...
Okay.
Can I say cherry?
You can. Sure.
I'm going with strawberry rhubarb. Of course, that's my mom's with the little candy crust. That's where I'm going. Strawberry rhubarb.
That's where I was going to.
Sorry, Tausch, not a fan.
That's all right.
Rhubarb.
That's
rhubarb
the beauty of the
divisive.
Pie Corridor.
There's no doubt
Options
about it.
Options everywhere at the Pie Corridor.
All right, Jeff, we got to get ready for Gardo. We appreciate you playing. It's great to have you back. Let us know if Tausch has gotten audited. That would make for some good content.
Why would you even put that in the universe?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Don't put that in the universe.
Why?
Does anyone ever want to get audited?
Well,
anybody?
No, but I assume that you being the high moral fiber guy, it's not going to happen.
Jeff, you know that that's the case. Why would he do that, Jeff?
I don't know, and nobody wants to.
Thank you. I hope you get audited now, Wilder.
I didn't say I hope you get audited. That's not what I said. No wonder you have to turn us off during your busy season. Thanks for playing, Jeff. We appreciate you.
Love you guys.
Wow, and I love you guys to boot.
I love you guys.
So there you go. All right,
perfect.
We need to get ready for Gardo. You need to tell us about Quick Trip before we do, though.
I do indeed, and you know, Brewers tickets, we've been well over that. You get the quick rewards, get a chance to win a bunch of Brewers tickets, and you know what I love at a Brewers game? Ice cream. Ice cream in the helmet, and with Quick Trip, you can make your own at home. Right now, you can get Nature's Touch ice cream, 1 gallon pails for $4.99, vanilla or chocolate, or you can do both. And if you love that and you want to also sprinkle in some other stuff, you guys know Turtle Pecan Sundae. Oh, baby, those little chocolate-covered turtles are so good. Of course, you know it's fresh from the Quick Trip Dairy right down in Quick Trip Corridor, right down there in La Crosse. Perfect for enjoying the final few innings or for when the neighborhood kids are over. Ice cream and baseball. You got a perfect week of Wildy and Tausch trivia, and that, to me, sounds like a perfect combination.
The 11 o'clock hour, which will include an appearance scheduled to appear from Wisconsin men's basketball coach Greg Gard, begins next. It's Wildy and Tausch.